Integrative and Comparative Biology. Integrative and Comparative Biology, Volume 52, Number 6, Pages 835-841. DOI 10.1093/ICBIC-098. Society for Integrative and Comparative Biology. Symposium. Timothy Q. DeBuck, Joseph F. Ryan, Chu Ayashinzato, Nori Sato and Mark Q. Martindale. 1. Kualo Marine Laboratory, University of Hawaii, 41 Ahu Street, Honolulu, HI 96813, USA, SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology, University of Bergen, Thormalensgut 55, 5008 Bergen, Norway, Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology Graduate University, 1919 1 Tansha, Honor, Okinawa, 904-0495, Japan. The first two authors contributed equally to this work. From the symposium, Evo Devo rides the Genomics Express presented at the annual meeting of the Society for Integrative and Comparative Biology, the 3rd to the 7th of January 2012 at Charleston, South Carolina. 1. Email, mqmartin@hawaii.edu. Synopsis: The key developmental role of the Hox cluster of genes was established prior to the last common ancestor of protostomes and deuterostomes, and the subsequent evolution of this cluster has played a major role in the morphological diversity exhibited in extant bilaterians. Despite 20 years of research into cnidarian Hox genes, the nature of the cnidarian bilaterian ancestral Hox cluster remains unclear. In an attempt to further elucidate this critical phylogenetic node, we have characterized the Hox cluster of the recently sequenced Acropora digitifera genome. The A. digitifera genome contains two anterior Hox genes, PG1 and PG2, linked to an EVHO-MeaBox gene and an ANTHOX1A gene, which is thought to be either a posterior or posterior central Hox gene. These data show that the Hox cluster of the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor was more extensive than previously thought. The results are congruent with the existence of an ancient set of constraints on the Hox cluster and reinforce the importance of incorporating a wide range of animal species to reconstruct critical ancestral nodes. Introduction: Hox genes are HOMEABOX transcription factors that play a critical role in developmental patterning. McGinnis et al. 1984, and have been identified in every extant phylum outside of Porifera, Ctenophora, and Placozoa. Placozoans have para-Hox but no Hox genes. Jacob et al. 2004, Ryan et al. 2010. The last common ancestor of protostomes and deuterostomes, which gave rise to 99% of all described animal species, Zhang 2011, is thought to have had an extensive cluster of Hox genes. Furthermore, since the expression of these genes in the body of many protostomes and deuterostomes is correlated with their position within the cluster, this ancestral condition was likely important for regulation of transcription. Reviewed by Ackham 1989, cnidarians, for example, corals, sea anemones, hydroids, and medusae are the only non-bilaterian phyla with Hox genes, and therefore critical to our understanding of the early evolution of the Hox cluster. The exact relationship of cnidarian Hox genes with those of the protostomes and deuterostomes has been difficult to establish and has been debated. Finity and Martindale 1997, Gorchut et al. 2000, Yans et al. 2001, Chorout et al. 2006, Kam et al. 2006, Jacob and Shearwater 2007, Ryan et al. 2007, Chiri et al. 2009. In addition, the genomic arrangement of Hox genes from sequenced cnidarian genomes have only been analyzed in Nematostella victensis and Hydra magna papillata. The H. magna papillata genome shows no Hox cluster, Chapman et al. 2010, and the clustering in N. victensis is limited to anterior Hox genes, Chorout et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007, Putnam et al. 2007. Most studies agree that cnidarians possess representatives of phylogenetically anterior Hox genes. Advanced Access Publication, 4 July, 2012 SS The Author 2012, published by Oxford University Press on behalf of the Society for Integrative and Comparative Biology, all rights reserved. For permissions please email journals.permissions@up.com. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/635/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Choral comparative genomics reveal expanded Hox cluster in the Cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. 836. Recently, the genome of the staghorn coral Acropora digitifera was published, Shinzato et al. 2011. Acropora digitifera and N. victensis are both members of the class Anthozoa. However, it is estimated that these two lineages diverged from each other some 500 million years ago, Shinzato et al. 2011. An analysis in another coral, Acropora formosa, was the first to show linkage between the Hox-related gene EVE and the PG1-related Hox gene Anthox6 in a Cnidarian, Miller and Miles 1993. In this article, we characterize the Hox cluster of A. digitifera and show that the Hox cluster in the last common ancestor of Cnidarians and Bilaterians was more elaborate than previously documented. This conserved syntony is consistent with an ancient functional constraint present in this ancestral Hox cluster. Methods homeodomains from N. victensis, C. hemispherica, A. digitifera, Branchiostoma floridae, Homo sapiens, Drosophila melanogaster, Capitella tellita, and Cupinius salii were aligned by I. See figure 2 for accession numbers. We used PROT-TEST, 8 criteria, to determine that the LGT gamma model best fit our multiple sequence alignment, Abascal et al. 2005. We ran Raxmal version 7, 2, 8 with the following command line, Raxmal HPC threads T6N Hox S Hox Phi M Prot Gamma KFN 100x43241, Stomaticus et al. 2008. The resulting tree is shown in figure 1. We used version 2, 5, 5 of Augustus, Stank et al. 2006, to predict genes on the A. digitifera scaffold, DF093930, with the following command line, Augustus species 1 quarter human, Augustus config path 1 quarter Augustus, 2, 5, 5 config DF093930 far. Results the A. digitifera genome, Shinzato et al. 2011, has the most extensive Hox cluster of all reported Cnidarians. Phylogenetic analysis of 12 homeobox genes from the genome of A. digitifera revealed a total of 6 Hox, 1 para-Hox, 3 MOX, 1 EVE, and 1 HLXB9 gene, figure 1 and figure 2. Two of the identified Hox genes, Anthox6 and Anthox7/8, along with the homeobox genes HLXB9 and EVE were found to be in the same 50-30 scaffold orientation as in N. victensis, figure 3a and b. Contrary to N. victensis, the 30 end of the A. digitifera Hox cluster contains the central posterior Hox gene Anthox1a. Interestingly, Anthox1a in N. victensis is flanked by the pseudogene Anthox9, suggesting additional genes may have been present in the Cnidarian bilaterian cluster, figure 3. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/635/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Including Paralagus Group 1, PG1, and Paralagus Group 2, PG2, Finity and Martindale 1997, Chorout et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007, Chiri et al. 2009. For example, the Anthozoan N. victensis has PG1, Anthox6 and Anthox6A, and PG2 genes, Anthox7, Anthox8A, and Anthox8B, Finity and Martindale 1997, Chorout et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007, and orthologs of these genes have been identified in the Medusa zone Clitia hemispherica, Chiari et al. 2009. The relationship of the other Hox genes in cnidarians is more controversial. For example, Envictensis has a set of paralogs, Anthox 1 and Anthox 1a, that have often been affiliated with posterior Hox genes, PG9-14, Figure 1, Finity and Martindale 1997, Chorout et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007. Three similar genes are found in C. hemispherica, Chiari et al. 2009. Our analyses, along with those of others, for example, Chorout et al. 2006, Chiari et al. 2009, show that these genes share almost equal phylogenetic affinity with central Hox genes, PG4-8, as they do with posterior Hox genes, Figure 1. Therefore, either cnidarians have lost the ancestral central Hox gene, or the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor possessed a single gene that gave rise to the bilaterian central and posterior genes as well as the cnidarian genes related to Anthox 1 and Anthox 1a, Ryan et al. 2006. In addition to disagreements as to the phylogenetic affinity of cnidarian Hox genes, there are differences in opinion as to the extent and nature of the cnidarian bilaterian Hox cluster. Some authors have suggested, based on variations of expression domains in distant cnidarian species, that the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor lacked bona fide Hox genes, Cam et al. 2006, Shearwater and Cam 2010. Others have asserted that the Hox cluster of the last common ancestor of cnidarians and bilaterians consisted of a maximum of two anterior-like Hox genes, Chorout et al. 2006. The criteria used by Cam and co-authors to define what they call a Hox system are, 1, Hox genes are closely linked within the genome along the same chromosome, and, 2, the Hox genes are primarily responsible for patterning structures along the primary body axis of a developing embryo, Cam et al. 2006. In Envictensis, the expression of Hox genes is restricted along the primary body axis, Finity et al. 2004, Ryan et al. 2007, but with only a partial cluster, it is perhaps difficult to assess these criteria in totem. However, the number of cnidarians examined to date and the extent of experiments involving cnidarian Hox genes are both far too few to rule out the existence of a functional Hox cluster in the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor. T.Q. DeBuck et al. Choral Hox cluster. 837. Additionally, a single para-Hox gene, GSX, was identified in Adigitifera, where Envictensis has two clustered para-Hox genes, GSX and a gene related to CDX and Orzilox, Ryan et al. 2007. A MOX cluster was also identified and contains three genes, where Envictensis has four genes. Acropora digitifera and Envictensis have similar Hox and Hox-related gene complements, but the three tandemly linked. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/6/835/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 1 phylogenetic analysis of Hox, para-Hox, Hox-related homeodomains using genomic data from Adigitifera. Support values at nodes are based on 100 bootstraps. Nematostelavictensis taxa are prefixed with NV and are in orange. Acropora digitifera taxa are prefixed with AD and are in red. Clitia hemispherica taxa are prefixed with CH and are in purple. All other taxa represent bilaterian homeodomains, BF1 quarter branchiostoma floridi, HS1 quarter homo sapiens, DM1 quarter D. melanogaster, CT1 quarter C. telata, CS1 quarter Cupinius salii anthox 7, 8, and 8 have been most often associated with bilaterian Hox 2, for example. Chorout et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007, but this new analysis suggests the possibility, low bootstrap support notwithstanding, that Hox 2 was lost in the Cnidarian lineage and Anthox 7/8 was lost in the Bilateria. 838, TQ Debuck et al., Envictensis PG2 related genes, Anthox 7, 8, and 8 are represented by only a single gene, Anthox 7/8, in A. digitifera. This is congruent with the assertion that the Anthox 7, 8, and 8 genes were most likely the result of recent duplications in the Envictensis lineage, Ryan et al. 2007. The Hox cluster of A. digitifera is situated on the end of a 270 kb scaffold. We predict 16 genes downstream of the A. digitifera Hox cluster, figure 4a. Of these, only RAC3, DARS, SMAR2, and the Hox-related HLXB9 are linked to the cluster in both anthozones, figure 4. DARS and SMAR2 are adjacent to each other in both genomes, but are on opposite sides of the cluster. 7 of the 16 downstream genes appear not to be linked to the Envictensis cluster, figure 4c. Discussion for the first time, we show that a Cnidarian Hox gene, that is, the A. digitifera Anthox 1 gene, related to the central posterior Hox genes of the Bilateria is linked to a cluster of genes that includes anterior Hox genes and an Eve gene, figure 3b. This new evidence and the genomic linkage between the Anthox 1 and Anthox 9 genes of Envictensis suggest that a larger cluster almost certainly existed in the Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor, figure 3c. The Envictensis Anthox 9 is thought to be a highly derived pseudogene and is unstable in phylogenies, making it difficult to know its true identity, Cam et al. 2006, Ryan et al. 2007. An orthologue of Anthox 9 was not identified in the A. digitifera genome. These data show that the Hox cluster of the Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor consisted of at least two anterior-related Hox genes, one central posterior-related Hox gene, an Eve homeobox, and perhaps another gene related to Anthox 9, figure 3c. Despite many examples of rearrangements and breakages, the persistence of a Hox cluster in disparate Bilaterian lineages is attributed to constraints. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/6/835/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 2 information on sequences of the A. digitifera homeodomain and the alignment with other taxa. A. Sequences are organized by their linkage in the genome, whereby genes sharing the same color are found on the same scaffold. Genes in white were not linked to other Hox or Hox-related genes. B. Alignment of homeodomain sequences. Choral Hox cluster. 839. On the developmental regulation of these genes. The absence of Hox clustering in the H. magnipapillata genome, Chapman et al. 2010, and the partial clustering in Envictensis, a genome remarkable for its large-scale conserved syntony with vertebrate genomes, Putnam et al. 2007, presented the possibility that these regulatory constraints were established after Cnidarians and Bilaterians diverged. Nevertheless, the presence of an extensive Hox cluster in a third Cnidarian lineage suggests that this regulatory constraint dates back prior to the last common Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor. The conservation of the clusters in the two anthozone lineages despite the many genomic events that appear to have occurred in the region, figure 4, reinforces this view. Our current understanding of the early evolution of the Hox cluster is still at an early stage. As more Cnidarian genomes are sequenced, and as experimental techniques are established for these new model systems, including A. digitifera, the structure and function of the Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestors Hox cluster will become even clearer. A better understanding of the similarities and differences between the Hox clusters of the Cnidarian Bilaterian ancestor and the Protostome Deuterostome ancestor will help explain the origin of Bilaterian-specific complexities. Furthermore, More comprehensive surveys into the independent variation of HOX genes in cnidarian lineages will lead to a better understanding of the role these genes have played in establishing the vast diversity of body plans exhibited in the cnidaria. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/635/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on 28 May 2019. Figure 3. The anthozoan complement of HOX genes and the implications of the evolution of the HOX cluster. Comparing the genomic linkage of HOX genes in the sea anemone envictensis and the staghorn coral A. digitifera confirms that cnidarians once had a HOX cluster that contained both anterior and posterior central class HOX genes. A. The HOX cluster of envictensis includes the anterior HOX genes anthox6, PG1, anthox8b, PG2, anthox8er, PG2, and anthox7, PG2. As well as the EVE homeobox gene. B. The HOX cluster of A. digitifera includes the anterior HOX genes anthox6, PG1, and anthox7/8, PG2, and the posterior central class HOX gene anthox1er, PG4-14, as well as the EVE homeobox gene. Another gene HLXB9, also named MNX, is found upstream of anthox6 in the HOX cluster of both genomes, data not shown. C. The metazoan tree of life with inferred ancestral HOX clusters. The ancestor to protostomes and deuterostomes is thought to have had two anterior class HOX genes, HOX1 and HOX2, one paralogous group 3 gene, HOX3, three central class genes, HOX4, HOX5, and HOX6-8. One posterior class HOX gene, HOX9-14, and one EVE homeobox gene. Because of the extended cluster in A. digitifera, we can now say that the cnidarian bilaterian ancestor had, at least, two anterior class HOX genes, anthox6 and anthox7/8, a central posterior class HOX gene, anthox1/1er, and the EVE homeobox gene. It is unclear at what point the genomic rearrangement involving the EVE homeobox gene occurred. The origin of the PG3 HOX genes also is not clear. Anthox7/8 has been categorized as a PG2 HOX gene in previous publications, but it is possible, based on our current phylogenetic analysis, that anthox7/8 descended from a HOX gene that was lost in bilaterians. Based on the genomic orientation of these genes, we also believe the ancestor likely had a fourth HOX gene potentially related to anthox9. Abbreviations, PG1/4 paralogous group, AX1/4 anthox, 840, TQ Debuck et al. Acknowledgements JFR would like to thank Andreas Hegnell for support and insightful conversations regarding this work. The authors would like to thank two anonymous referees for their insightful review of an earlier version of this manuscript, which led to significant improvements. Funding JFR was supported by the SARS Center. This research was funded by the National Science Foundation. References: Abascal F., Zadoya R., Posada D. 2005. Protest, Selection of Best Fit Models of Protein Evolution. Bioinformatics 21. 2104-5, Ackham M. 1989, HOX and HOM, Homologous Gene Clusters in Insects and Vertebrates, Cell 57, 347-9, Chapman Yar, Kirkness E. F., Simakov O., Hampson S. E., Mitras T., Wienmeyer T., Ratta E. T., Balasubramanian P. G., Borman J., Busum D., et al. 2010. The Dynamic Genome of Hydra, Nature 464, 592-6, Chiri R., Jager M., Denker E., Winker P., Da Silva C., Leguiader H., Manuel M., Queenek E. 2009, Are HOX genes ancestrally involved in axial patterning? Evidence from the Hydrazone Clitia hemispherica, Cnidaria, PLOS 14E 4231, Chorak D., Delsuk F., Chorat P., Edvardsson R.B., Reinch F., Renfri, Jensen M.F., Zubi, De Jong P., Steelry, et al. 2006. Minimal proto-Hox cluster inferred from Bilaterian and Cnidarian Hox complements. Nature 442, 684-7. Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q. 1997. Homeoboxes in sea anemones, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, a PCR-based survey of Nematostella victensis and Metridium senile. Bile Bull 193, 62-76. Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q. 2004. Origins of bilateral symmetry, Hox and DPP expression in a sea anemone. Science 304, 5675, 1335-7. Gorchuk D., Mazet F., Bernie C., Schummer M., Kreger S., Paulowski J., Galliot B. 2000. Evolution of ant class genes and differential expression of Hydra Hox para Hox genes in anterior patterning. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 97, 4493-8. Jacob W., Sagasser S., Della Porta S., Holland P., Kuhn K., Shearwater B. 2004. The Trox2 Hox para Hox gene of Trichoplax, Placozo marks an epithelial boundary. Dev genes Evil 214, 170-5. Jacob W., Shearwater B. 2007. Changing hydrazone Borplans by silencing Hox-like genes. PLOS 12E 694. Cam K., Shearwater B., Jacob W., Della Porta SL, Miller DJ 2006. Axle patterning and diversification in the Cnidaria predate the Hox system. Kerr Bile 16, 920-6. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/6/835/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 4 genes associated with the Hox cluster of A. digitifera and their location in the N. victensis genome. A. The Hox cluster of A. digitifera occurs on the scaffold with the NCBI accession DF093930, total size 1/4 271,156 BP. Genes on this scaffold were predicted with the Augustus gene finder, Stank et al. 2006. If the resulting protein had a reciprocal best blast hit with a human RefSeq, the gene name associated with that RefSeq is used in the figure. If not, the genes were numbered from G1 to G16. Predictions and spatial relationships are roughly to scale. B. The Hox cluster of N. victensis occurs on the scaffold with the JGIID61, total size 1/4 1,073,712 BP. In V1.0 of the JGI assembly, this scaffold includes three non-homeobox genes, DARS, PSMA2, and RAC3, that are also associated with the A. digitifera Hox cluster. Nematostella victensis genes not associated with the A. digitifera Hox cluster are not displayed. The broken line and broken box indicate that the distance between the HLXB9 gene and the rest of the scaffold is not to scale. C. Those genes in the A. digitifera cluster not on scaffold 61 in N. victensis are listed along with the corresponding JGI scaffold number. The coordinates below the A and B panels indicate the scaffold coordinates of the region shown. Genes in red are Hox and Hox-related genes. Genes in blue are non-homeobox genes that are associated with the Hox cluster in both A. digitifera and N. victensis. Choral Hox cluster. The homeodomain complement of the Ctenophore nemeopsis leadii suggests that Ctenophora and Porifera diverged prior to the Parahoxozoa. Everdevo 1, 9. Shearwater B, Cam K. 2010. The early evolution of Hox genes, a battle of belief. ADVEXP Med Bile 689, 81-90. Shinzato C, Shogachi E, Kawashima T, Hamada M, Hisata K, Tanaka M, Fuji M, Fujiwara M, Koyanagi R, Iqutat, et al. 2011, using the Acropora digitifera genome to understand coral responses to environmental change, Nature 18, 320-3, Stomaticus A, Hoover P, Raugemont J. 2008, a rapid bootstrap algorithm for the Raxmal web servers, SystBile 57, 758-71, Stank M, Svetkova A, Morgenstern B. 2006, Augustus at EGASP, using estate, protein and genomic alignments for improved gene prediction in the human genome, GenomeBile 7, SUP1S11.1-8, Swala BJ 2006, building divergent body plans with similar genetic pathways, Heredity, Edinb, 97, 235-43, Jans N, Spring J, Schmidli C, Schmid V 2001, conservation of Hox para Hox related genes in the early development of Echinodermata, DevBile 236, 89-98, Zhang Z 2011, an introduction to higher level classification and taxonomic richness, ZooTaxa 3148, 7-12, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/icb/article-abstract/52/6/835/599801 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019, McGinnis W., Levine Ms., Hafen E., Kiroiwa A., Jering W. J. 1984, a conserved DNA sequence in homeiotic genes of the Drosophila antennapedia and Bithorax complexes, Nature 308, 428-33, Miller D. J., Miles A. 1993, Homeobox genes and the zoo type, Nature 365, 215-6, Monteros, Ferrier D. E. 2006, Hox genes are not always collinear, Int J. Bile C. 2, 95-103, Putnam N. H., Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salomov A., Terry A., Shapiro H., Lindquist E., Kapitanov V. V., et al. 2007, Sea anemone genome reveals ancestral eumetazone gene repertoire and genomic organization, Science 317, 86-94, Ryan J. F., Burton P. M., Mazza M. E., Kwong G. K., Mulliken J. C., Finity Jr. 2006, that Nidarian Bilaterian ancestor possessed at least 56 homeoboxes, evidence from the Starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis, Genome Bile 7R64, Ryan J. F., Mazza M. E., Pang K., Mattis D. Q., Baxevenus A. D., Martindale M. Q., Finity Jr. 2007, Pre-Bilaterian Origins of the Hox Cluster and the Hox Code, evidence from the sea anemone, Nematostella victensis, PLOS 12E 153, Ryan J. F., Pang K., NISC Comparative Sequencing Program, Mulliken J. C., Martindale M. Q., Baxevenus A. D. 2010, 841.